Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I am your host, Rick Hopkins, and again, I thank you for joining us. We are very happy to have the listening audience that we have, and we like to thank our sponsors for continuing to sponsor the show. We've been hanging around here for 6 years now, and that's really, I think, an achievement. So thank you again for your loyalty and for tuning in. We have Bob and Mary Griswold with us.
Hello.
Hello.
Mary is also known as Right Wing Granny at rightwinggranny.com.
Three times fast. Good
yeah,
work.
Yeah. And then we have Diane Ruffino with us.
Hello.
Diane has her own conservative blog. It's for loveofgodandcountry.com. And she has a lot of interesting things posted up there. And we have Melissa with us tonight.
Hello.
And I don't know what to say about her, but
no credentials.
She's here. And Howard Rayner, Hal's brother, passed away, so they have gone to Virginia and for his memorial service, and we hope they get there safely and return safely, and we wish them all the best. Well, Diane, you just took a trip up to Washington, D.C., right in the middle of the swamp, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yep. You went with the Freedom Works group?
Freedom Works, yeah, because they were anticipating that Nancy Pelosi would send over the articles of impeachment. At least she had said that she would be sending it over soon. So in anticipation of this second phase of the impeachment process, Freedom Works wanted to get people up there of like-minded activists to talk to members of the Senate, seeing what their view is of the Senate trial, what their obligations are, and kind of impress upon them our opinions that this is a constitutional process and we hope that they follow their obligations, you know, give the president his day in court and all that kind of stuff. You know,
well, they haven't followed any of the precedents that have been set so far.
Mr. McConnell says, and he's said it many, many times, the resolution to organize the trial is going to be the exact one that they used for Bill Clinton in 1999. So we'll see.
Okay.
But
okay, right. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm, you know, not an expert on any of this stuff by any means. But it's the House's job to do the investigation and come up with the charges.
Yeah, I don't know if they did any investigation.
Right.
You know. I think they had all these things in the back of their mind for 3 years, and as every one of each one, you know, petered out, they came up with obstruction of, or the abuse of power, and then obstruction of Congress. And right. You know, I think the second one is actually may go away, because I think the Supreme Court is looking into this issue of whether the president has, you know, this privilege that he can assert, and that question has never been answered by the federal courts. So. All along, everybody's assumed that the president does have a certain amount of privilege he can assert so he can do his job.
Right.
If everything he does is going to come under scrutiny, might be an impeachable event, how is he going to conduct? And he has the full power under the Constitution, we all know, has the full power to conduct foreign policy. So,
and if there's a disagreement between those two branches of government, it is supposed to be debated or at least presented to the third branch of government for a resolution.
Well, under the Constitution, there is no reason to go to the Congress to talk about, you know, how to deal with foreign leaders. That's under the Constitution. That is reserved to the president under
right.
Article 2. So, you know, when it comes to just they don't like how policy is being conducted, well, they're supposed to defer to the president only when he actually breaks laws, you know, me like Obama. I have more time to do what I want in my second term. Like, I think that's a little bit of a, you know.
Or dropping bundles of cash in the middle of the night on the tarmac.
I don't care what anybody, in my second term, I'll have more power. I can do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think a lot of this is, like, especially the obstruction of Congress. I think that is going to go away. I don't know if anybody remembers when Andrew Johnson was impeached.
No, I was out of town.
Yeah, I was out of town. I was a young kid at the time.
I slept through that one.
Yeah.
But Andrew Johnson was a Democrat, and Lincoln was a Republican. And that's just, you know, the way it was back then. So Andrew Johnson, and he's a Southerner. So he becomes president after Lincoln is assassinated. And, you know, although he was pretty much in line with treating the South kind of fairly and bringing back in the unions, you know, seamlessly, the North became controlled by radical Republicans. And a lot of people always say, you know, Republican Party, they're the good party, they're the great party, you know, they emancipated the slaves, blah, 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 the party of Lincoln. But the Republican Party had some really rotten historical roots. When it was founded, it was radical Republicans, and they were bad. They did some really bad unconstitutional things. And I hope Republicans, same thing with Democrats, don't hold on to your roots. You know, the parties that we have today are not the parties of yesterday. And they both have their baggage. But these were radical Republicans when Lincoln was assassinated. And they wanted to punish the South that came into the Union. When they're back in the Union, they have to do exactly what we tell them to do. They killed Northerners, blah, blah, blah. They forced us to invade them, to fight, and blah, blah, blah. Now, when they come back in, they're not just going to come back in, back as brothers. We're going to punish them. So, and then they can't bring that stupid mentality back with them, right? You know, that's what got us here in the first place. So we're going to change their mentality, meaning we're going to change their body politic. And we're going to get rid of those Southern Democrats, right? They're the problem. They're the secessionists. So we have to put the Reconstruction Act, you know, on the South. So we organize them into military districts. Now, remember, they had already been admitted back as states to pass the 13th Amendment. And when you allow them to come back and have a say in passing amendments, they are on equal footing with all the states. So tacitly, they are
back.
They're allowed to be seated and all that stuff. So they are states. But they wouldn't pass the 14th. No Southern state passed adopted the 14th. So, we got to kick them back out because, well, they're doing that Southern thinking again. You know, can't have that. So then they passed the Reconstruction Act, blah, blah, blah. Now they have to, new state constitutions, they have to pass the 14th Amendment before they can come back in. Then you know, white Southerners can't vote because they're, you know, rebellious traitors. And so they can't vote. They're disenfranchised, but the newly freed blacks are enfranchised. So you can see how they're changing the body politic because freed slaves are Republican. So Lincoln's Secretary of War, I think it was Stanton, evil guy, bad, bad character. He was a total scorched earth kind of guy. He was really one of the orchestrators of this, you know, re-engineer the South. They wanted him to stay as Secretary of War. Johnson wanted him out, didn't trust him. So they passed the Tenure Act. So they would have forbid Johnson from removing him. Well, you know, separation of powers. Read the Constitution. That's unconstitutional. But they passed it. Johnson, he did something. I don't know what Stanton did, but he did something terrible. Johnson finally said, I can't take it. This is my administration. I'm the boss. He fired him. Congress, the radical Republicans, impeached him on an unconstitutional law, right? But he was saved by, the one vote. But and then quickly, right after that, they said the Tenure Act was unconstitutional. But that's today, right? That's our radical Democrats today. They're using unconstitutional basis to get rid of a president. So I think that's what we're seeing today from the Pelosi's and the Nadlers and the Schiff's is an unconstitutional coup, you know, attempt to get him out of office.
Right. I agree.
Yes.
You know, one of the other things that again, showing my age, I guess, if you look back at Joe McCarthy in the Senate, where he was looking for a communist under every rock.
Yeah.
And they finally said, have you no shame to Joe?
Mm-hmm.
I think that same statement should be mentioned to the heads of the committees in the House of
Representatives. Absolutely. You know, and it turned out there were communists infiltrated, heavily infiltrated in our government. They helped make decisions as to how to break up Europe after the war.
Right. Well, we have that situation today also. We still have them in there. We have socialists in there. Yeah. We've got a lot of bad characters in our government. And unfortunately, because the mainstream media is so complicit in covering up for them and not reporting the true facts, a lot of people are just totally unaware of how corrupt it is. Well, we need to take a break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we had an interesting opening to the show here. Diane was going to tell us about what happened in Washington, D.C., but I didn't know she was going to go so far back.
Yeah, yeah. but it was a great trip. You know, I went with FreedomWorks because, for me, I'm an activist, first and foremost, and to me, the Constitution protects me. Just like we all believe that, the Constitution is something that protects us from too much government in our lives. And so I'm there with FreedomWorks because they are great articulators of this these boundaries. And if they have the same positions as we, and they have all these experts on staff, and if they can articulate our position so well, which they do for years, I'll do anything, align with them in any way possible. So they are very, very strong on impeachment, a constitutional process. So I went up there, and we did not go into the offices, and we went into offices, all the Senate offices, not all of them, but we went into Democrats and Republicans. But we did not go in as FreedomWorks, you know, and we didn't introduce ourselves as FreedomWorks. We introduced ourselves as a bunch of citizen activists, And we just stated our position. And so I think that was the beauty of FreedomWorks. They gave us a platform. They gave us a voice. And everything is amplified, you know, power in numbers. So that's...
Well, why do you think that's so important, especially in this day and age?
Power in numbers?
Well, to be able to go to D.C. And voice your opinion.
Well, here's what I noticed. And, you know, there... The left, we all know about the left.
Were they there?
They were there.
So
they were there.
There was some anti...
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we know, all of us that do blogging and are on Facebook, and if we take a position, we know we're going to have to defend it against some crazies. And they are not nice to us. They're not interested in a logical, intelligent debate. They will come back with something nasty, and then it just goes downhill from there. And then we finally have to say... What are you on this site for if you don't want to have a decent conversation? Right. You know, you're just mucking up trouble. But we don't have a really good experience with them.
Yeah. So Melissa has a good example of that that we'll get into a little later.
Oh, good. I've never had a really good experience.
Project Veritas has just come out with a really good example.
Oh, I love Project Veritas. But they were up there, and, you know, they were mean, nasty, confrontational, aggressive, disrespectful. They call us Nazis, but I promise you, if this was a visual, broadcast, I would demonstrate how they stood. They stood like Nazis.
Yeah.
They were very in our face. We sat at a long table and we lobbied morning and afternoon. So
and they're usually very vulgar and obscene.
So we took a break. We went to the Senate cafeteria, and we took a long table. And I don't know how many we were, but we were from Virginia, West Virginia, Illinois, Maryland. I don't know if there's any. I think there were some people from New Jersey, North Carolina, South Carolina. We were just all over the place, North Carolina being the most well-representative.
Yay.
So well-represented. It was great. But we had a long table. We were all sitting there. And next thing you know, these people in black, and it said, dump Trump. And, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but you could not tell if they were girls or boys. They were just... Right. I'm sure they were proud that they didn't look like girls or boys. But they stood right behind our chairs. Not, you know, maybe several feet back. No, they were right behind our chairs. And I'm noticing, like, every four chairs, there was someone standing behind. And so I asked the lady next to me or the guy next to me, whatever it was, I said, are you waiting for this table? And the person said, no. And that's when it clicked. They weren't waiting for the table. They're waiting to confront us. They're waiting to provoke us. They're waiting for us to say something that they can amplify or, you know, into something that's ugly. And then they can blame us. So we all did the right thing. You know, we were quiet. Some of us backed our chairs out back really hard.
Not too forcefully.
You know, maybe knocked their shins. But so that was, I don't know how many were behind our tables. But then all around the periphery of the Senate dining room, they stood with their hands crossed, just like the SS used to do. And every so many feet, they all stood. So the Capitol Police had to come in just to keep an eye on what's going on. It's aggressive in nature. It's confrontational.
That gives me chills.
Oh, yeah. Disgusting. Yeah. So this is you know, Nazi type of mentality.
Curiosity, did anybody cell phone video that? Or?
Oh, I have pictures of it.
Yeah.
But
are they going to be posted on your blog, I hope?
Yeah, I'll write something up. I wish I would have gotten in there, you know, when they were trying to force us into a reaction. But we went from... office building, our last office building, we were told that the Daily Caller wanted to interview us, take some pictures and all that kind of stuff. So we were hanging around. And next thing you know, here they come again, and they surround us in a circle. They surround us. Like, what the heck? What do you want from us, right? We're chilling. We're fun-loving people. We don't want anything to do with anybody. And they're laughable. Right, they're totally hypocritical. So there's not even worth our time, but they surround us. And then right above us is the first floor of this Senate building, and they have their black shirts on, but a couple of them have letters. So they have "Remove Trump." So right above us is "Remove Trump." right around us are a bunch of these Nazis in black. And so we didn't get into anything. We didn't respond to them. But there was one guy who, to me, looked like a Jersey Italian. I'm a Jersey Italian. But he looked like a Jersey mobster. And he had clenched teeth. And he went right up to the lady who was in, you know, like running the group. And he wanted to know why we approve of this president, why we support him, blah, blah. And he's like, with his teeth together, he goes, you know, I would rather be at a game, and I'd rather be fishing, but I can't because this president's ruining my country, so I can't relax. And he sounded just like that, and I don't know what the response should have been, but the lady just smiled at him, and then I guess the Daily Caller came, or whoever came, but luckily the police said, hey guys, are you here for any other reason than to bother this group? Because if you're not, you got to get out of the building.
Yeah.
So about 12 Capitol Police shuffled them out of the building, and they apologized to us. It was nice. The Capitol Police apologized to us. So we were able to go about our day. But
well, I don't know really whether I should believe what you're telling me or not, because
the
narrative I'm reading from the other side is totally opposite.
Right, we're the Nazis, yeah. We're the meanies, you know. And then later, I was walking around the Capitol building because I wanted to go to the store, and I went there, and then I know my way around pretty well in D.C., so I went by myself, and I was going to go walk back to the hotel, which was maybe a half a mile, maybe. But as I'm walking out, I see a couple members from my bus, and I'm like, hey, ladies, and they turn around, and hey, Diane. We hook up, and the minute we turn around to keep walking, there's the Nazis in front of our face again. They're there in front of our face,
yeah.
And they have signs now. So they come right in front of our face, right in our face, and say, how does it feel to vote for a pig? You voted for a pig. How does it feel? Blah, blah, blah. So the only thing I said was, I didn't vote for Bill Clinton. Did you? I didn't vote for him.
Awesome. That was good.
And so they left. They were just mean. They were mean, walked away from us. But, you know, they're hypocrites.
Yeah.
You know, if they weren't such hypocrites, maybe someone would take them seriously. But there's such
unfortunately, that's the way they operate. And they were probably being paid. Probably some Soros money behind that. And, you know, the signs. I've been to rallies and events where, you know, in just almost no time at all, overnight, thousands of these professionally made signs are printed up and there and passed out, and they all have them.
But you look at this left, and they're made up of, I don't want to say in terms, but they're definitely malcontents, or they're just nonconformists.
They're not happy.
Yeah, they're nonconformists. So you don't know what they are. They're mean. And just by the sheer numbers of that are nonconformists,
well, let me.
It says a lot about what the left
is. Let me move on to another story here in Virginia that paints us, the other side. Look at the way they paint us here. Virginia governor declares state of emergency at Capitol ahead of a pro-gun rally, which is supposed to be Monday. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has declared a state of emergency and is banning firearms and other weapons on the state Capitol grounds ahead of a gun rights demonstration next week. He says, we have received credible intelligence from our law enforcement agencies that there are groups with malicious plans for the rally that is planned for Monday. Northam told reporters during a press conference on Wednesday, intelligence shows the threat of armed militia groups storming our Capitol, he added. Northam said authorities received or heard reports of out-of-state militia groups and hate groups planning to travel from across the country to disrupt our democratic process with acts of violence, and added that they may be and are coming to intimidate and to cause harm, it was reported. His declaration, according to a statement on the governor's website, prohibits weapons on the grounds of the Capitol for 3 days. The declaration will provide joint law enforcement and public safety agencies with more resources ahead of the rally. The declaration is also temporary and extends from Friday, January 17th to Tuesday, January 21st. And he says, no one wants another incident like the one we saw at Charlottesville in 2017.
Yeah, by the way,
was there a militia
No, there was a hate group there, but you know, it's funny how when we had our incident with Silent Sam at Chapel Hill, it wasn't really North Carolinians that provoked that. It was those groups from Charlottesville. So he's talking about people from other states coming into his state, where his state came into ours, and big brouhaha, you know. It was a big thing.
But I don't know that there's any evidence to back up his claims, but I haven't seen it happen that way in the past. No,
but there are militia groups out there. I know there are militia groups out there,
but
storming and...
Yeah, no, I don't think that's what they're...
Calling us hate groups when we...
No.
This is... They're talking about Second Amendment patriots, Constitution...
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
well, in philosophy, it's called poisoning the well.
Yeah.
They're trying to set it up so that there is no way you can appear to be the good guy.
Yeah.
Right.
But there are militia... I know for a fact there are patriot militia groups out there, and they're forming, they're gaining, they're compiling ammunition... They are Second Amendment like supporters. Mm-hmm. They are patriots. They love Trump. They love conservatives. And they are biding their time. And they have made it known that should the time come, if they try to take our guns away...
They're there to defend the Constitution.
And if they try to take Trump out of office through what they're doing, he goes, all Trump has to do is say the word. He goes, we're going to come and we're going to defend him.
Right,
you know,
I do hope,
but that's not the picture he's painting.
And no, it's right. not for. They're not going to storm Virginia. They are going to restore constitutional government.
And please understand it when you're trying to give this argument or explain it to someone that it's not. It comes across that, you know, oh, we're all about our guns. It's gun loving. Got to have our guns. That's not what it's about. If you're a true patriot and you know your history, you know it begins with the guns. And then it's a downward hill from there. They start taking away every other freedom that you have and go study Nazi Germany.
Exactly.
They took, you know, the first thing they did, they took the guns from society. So it's not about being a gun-loving,
right.
You know.
There's a long history of all these socialist countries that have done this and where it ends up at. We got to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, it's been a lively conversation so far, and I think it's going to get a little bit livelier. We've been talking about Diane's trip to Washington, D.C., and the right versus the left, the way they behave and conduct themselves. There is quite a contrast. We talked a little bit about the governor of Virginia banning guns on the Capitol and accusing ahead of time that there were these militias that were going to come in and create hate and discontent and disturb everything.
Yeah, real quick, this is why when you ask if I think it helps to lobby in D.C., when you have the left so hateful and vile, and then you have a group that's activists that are respectful and polite, and I think that makes all the difference in the world. You know, legislators see what, oh my God, we can't have this kind of, you know, we can't grow this kind of a movement. We have to really pander and we have to respect those that are respectful citizens in the country. So I think to see the difference, the stark difference between the two groups,
right?
I think it only goes to help our cause.
Right. Well, Melissa's got a good example of the stark difference. I have been to some pretty big rallies and conservatives. And when the rally ended and we dispersed, everybody picked up their trash. Everybody was polite. Everybody was helpful to other people. But you don't see that from these radicals on the left. They trash the place usually, and they end up tearing things up and causing all kinds of problems. But Melissa, you were telling me about a Veritas report that came out.
So Project Veritas, one of their journalists went undercover and actually has video, and you can find it on Project Veritas Action. They actually have video of a Bernie Sanders campaign field organizer. His name is Cal Jurek, and it's video recording, so you can see him saying this. He was asked questions such as, you know, what about the election? He says, if Bernie doesn't get the nomination or it goes to a second round at the DNC convention, Milwaukee will burn. It will start in Milwaukee, and when police push back, other cities will explode. The cops are going to be the ones that get beaten in Milwaukee. They're going to call up the National Guard for that blank. I promise you that. He goes on to say he's ready to throw down now. He doesn't want to have to wait for the DNC. He wants to take out the billionaire class, the media pundits. He wants to walk into MSNBC studios, drag those MFers out by their hair, and light them on fire in the streets. Then he was asked, what do we do about those who don't go along with the plan when Bernie's elected? And he said, well, in Cuba, what do they do to reactionaries? And the guy said they shot him on the beach. And he said, he started to shake his head, yes, in agreement. He said, you want to fight against the revolution, you're going to die for it. So he talks about how Bernie's plan for education for everyone, the journalist asked him, are you able to re-educate these Trump supporters? Are you able to educate these Trump supporters? And he says, well, what were the gulags for? He said it was for re-education, and he is suggesting that that's what they were for, a good thing. He said it was better than what the CIA said that they were. These people were paid a living wage, and they were put to work. They had conjugal visits, and they were re-educated, and that's what the free education that is being proposed.
I was just going to recommend that people go back just a simple 52 years to the Democrat convention in Chicago, 1968. Mm. Now, my in-laws happened to live out there at the time, and they were told not to stand near the windows of their apartment in Chicago because there was a chance that somebody was either going to, either somebody in a proactive manner or somebody in a reactive manner was going to fire shots up at windows that people were looking out of. Chicago was just a very, very crazy place in 68.
Yep. Well, Melissa, that sounds a whole lot like what the governor of Virginia was describing was going to happen. So you think these are the people he's talking about?
I mean, these people don't just want to oppose you and, like you said, have a conversation about why are we on opposite sides. These people want to violently
These are probably his friends. I mean, he probably has inside information. Maybe I'm speaking anecdotally, but sounds like he has inside information.
Yeah, and he is how high up in the campaign? What'd you say? A field director?
He's a field director.
A field director in the campaign. So he's, you know, he's got a little bit of...
The journalist asked, if Trump gets reelected, then what? He said, effing cities burn. Whatever it takes. They think anti-fascists are violent is because we're willing to go above and beyond what the law says is acceptable.
So we see a trend, though. This is the Democratic mentality. This is not what on our side would ever... say or do.
Right.
Hey, you know, if they want to burn their cities, they have to live in them. And right? See, I don't care.
And that's
I don't care.
That's exactly what these militias you're talking about are preparing to defend against.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Stay in your own community. If you're that angry and you want to burn down and loot, go ahead. But do not ask for federal funds to rebuild. You live in your, and this is not civilized behavior, right?
No, it's not. No, and look, folks, let me warn you, if you do get online and search for the Veritas, you can go to the Veritas website. That's Veritas, Project Veritas. The video's online, but let me warn you ahead of time. It's very obscene at some times.
The language is
terrible. So, you know, be careful. Don't play it in front of your kids or whatever. And but I think you can get a good idea of what it's all about there. Yeah. And Project Veritas, kudos to them because they've uncovered a lot of things on hidden video.
Yeah, voter fraud. I don't know if they are the one that broke with the selling of the body parts with the Planned Parenthood. But
yes,
they did that.
Yeah. So they do a lot of really, really good work.
Yeah, they caught those people on tape admitting to and talking. They're so bodacious. They brag about this evil that they do. And they think people find it cool, just like this guy that she's quoting.
Oh, he's definitely bragging. I mean, he is fired up. He's ready to go. He said, he doesn't want to wait till the convention. He's ready to start throwing down, quote,
this
as he
is
says
Bernie?
Right now. No. This is the staffer, yes.
But, you know, I'm not in any way justifying what the guy said. Please understand that. But the nomination was stolen from Bernie last time.
Yes.
With superdelegates and with the Democrat fixing the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. So why did he jump right back in bed with him?
Yeah.
Because for getting out of the race, he got a beautiful house on Lake Winnipesaukee. I don't know. If I ran for president and got out of the race, I'd probably get a beautiful house on swampland in Florida.
And prior to that, he was all against millionaires. But
now he's more of a millionaire.
You know? And he wasn't a millionaire.
So now he's against billionaires. Right.
And, I can understand his anger. But the superdelegates were put there after the McGovern election because McGovern was so far left that Nixon, even under investigation, took 49 states. And so the superdelegates were put in place to prevent another far-left candidate. Now, if you watched the debate last night, and you have my sympathies if you did, but if you watched the debate last night, the way the questions were aimed and the way it was done, it became rather obvious that CNN is supporting Elizabeth Warren. Because Elizabeth is seen as less radical than Bernie, which is ridiculous, but it, the perception. But the Democrats are in the same position that they were with George McGovern. Elizabeth and Bernie are socialists. She's a little more subtle, but they both are. The only halfway rational candidate in the whole bunch would be Biden. So that's who the Democrats, that's to me, that's why impeachment has been delayed, to keep Sanders and Warren off the campaign trail and give Biden a shot.
Yep.
And I understand, I mean, I fully understand, if I were Bernie, I would be furious too, because you're watching the Democrats take something away that may be his. He appeals to the younger people. If they come out and vote, he gets the nomination.
But you know, he'll never be elected. He is he is so old that I hate to say that, but you know, the presidency takes a toll on the president, even the first term.
He's the get off my lawn candidate.
Yeah. He'll never survive a first term, which means you have to look at who his running mate is going to be. And I don't know if Democratic voters are smart enough to look at this, the vice presidential candidate. But I mean, really, he's an angry, angry white socialist. I can't even imagine him being the face of our country.
He's the get off my lawn candidate.
Yeah. So I think we shouldn't even have to be worried he's a serious candidate. I hope they do put him up as the candidate, but he'll never be elected.
Yeah. I agree with what you're saying, but at the same time, the type of people, if this guy is representative of what a Bernie bro is, if that's the mentality out there, then whether he is elected or not, whether he's the candidate or not, either way it goes, I mean, he says, if it doesn't go our way, we're burning cities. If it does go our way, we're putting up walls. We're trying to re-educate with gulags, you know, violence and just violence.
Yeah. So that helps their party, right? Right. That's a great way to join our party. We burn things. We burn our country. We destroy, you know, and there's a lot of people who have kids and families say, you know, they need to, this party needs to be abolished, needs to go away. So, I mean, they're an angry party. I mean, and parents always tell you, you know, hate, hatred, anger doesn't get you anywhere. It eats at you and makes you do irrational things, and it only comes back to bite you in the butt. And
right. And the other thing they are projectionists. They project onto us what they are guilty of accuse us of at all time. Well, we got to squeeze in another break. We'll be right back.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills. Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com. Y'all ready for this? The
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we got to start wrapping up the show here, but I wanted to mention that the U.S. and China have signed Phase 1 trade deal calming trade tensions.
Yes.
Seems like our president is using economics again to
Well, the interesting part of that trade deal is that Part 2 will not be signed unless all parts of Part 1 are complied with. So this is sort of a, we're taking a first step, but unless you cooperate fully in this first step, there will not be a second step. And what we're seeing, President Trump is a businessman. He cut his teeth in the New York City world of real estate, which is ruled by corrupt politicians and the mafia. And he managed to get through that and be successful in it. He understands a lot of things about how people work and how corruption works. He is welding economic power the way that some presidents have wielded military power.
All right.
And we see this with, first of all, the big news this week that never hit the major media was the Iranian protesters who refused to step on the American flag or the Israeli flag.
Right.
That's a first. And that's an example of the power that this president is having internationally. Europe, that went along with and supported the Iran deal, did it because of their own financial interest. Now that America is such a strong economic power and an exporter of fossil fuel, Europe is reconsidering the Iran deal. Part of that has to do with the fact that in the winter, Europe gets its natural gas from a Russian pipeline, and Russia has a history of cutting off that pipeline if Europe does not comply with their wishes.
Right.
If we can export enough natural gas to make that pipeline irrelevant, our natural gas comes with many less strings than Russia's. So President Trump is using economic leverage the way people have used the military in the past.
Well, I'm sure that the left will find a way to beat him up and accuse him of abusing China somehow.
Well, he's too much of a genius, right? They'll blame him. We can't have such a genius in the
Well, it
the
was
White
interesting
House.
Last night in the debate to hear Joe Biden criticize the Trump economy.
Yes.
All his facts were totally wrong.
Made up.
One lie after another, disputed by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other economic groups. But I don't know if people believe him or not. I mean, if you see your next door neighbor who was out of work for 5 years suddenly get a job and get a raise, then you might think that things might be getting better.
Well, definitely things have been getting better, and you see more and more evidence of it every day.
Absolutely.
Well, we're at a standstill, I guess.
I think we all had something to say, but no one took the bait. You know, I think that's a very good point, and it just shows why it was such a smart move. We have a businessman now instead of a politician, a lifelong politician. And, you know, if you just cannot see that, if you cannot understand our improvements, the way things have changed that had nothing to do with Obama. Sorry, Obama. Not sorry.
Well, I think one of the reasons they're trying to throw him out is because he has proven that you don't need a politician. You need someone who has an eye towards solving problems rather than just naming the problem and saying, reelect me again and I'll fix it maybe next time.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, being a little more cynical, the general way that the government has worked is they declare they're going to solve a problem, but in fact, they continue the problem so that they have something to continue to fund. As long as they fund something, they have power over it.
Well, you remember his whole purpose when he was going in there was one of his main goals was to drain the swamp. Well, who is the swamp? The swamp is the SES, the Senior Executive Services, the people that are not elected into government but are appointed. And then this president leaves, and those people are still there, and the next president comes in. And so they have set up this hierarchy over the years. They're the ones that were controlling the corrupt agencies, the heads of the FBI and the CIA. And, you know, those are the ones that are really the core of the problem. And yes. He went right in there and started kicking butt, taking names, and kicking them out of there. And
hope they keep doing it.
Yeah.
I think another reason they hate Trump so much is because Trump is showing them, hey, I can get things done. You don't need to trust a Democrat. You know, what has Democratic Party done for you in the past? Really nothing. Take a chance on me. And it turns out you take a chance on Trump and he has delivered for you. So he has liberated a lot of people from the Democratic Party who have been kind of disillusioned with the Democratic Party. So now 8 years with Trump, they may really have a good opinion of the Republican Party, which means they're not going back to the Democratic Party. Right. So I think that's why they hate Trump so much, is that he is damaging the Democratic Party.
Right, he is. And the Republican Party is trying to implode itself, it seems like, some of them up there.
Oh my God.
You know, you got good and bad on both sides. We've had some of the Democrats that have moved over to the Republican side, and we have Republicans that have sided with the Democrats on their votes and stuff.
Yeah.
So it goes both ways up there. Bob?
Rick, I was going to say, I don't want to steal your thunder, but Hal and Rainer, again, are not here because Hal's brother passed away. But as the programs person, we have a meeting coming up next Tuesday.
That's right.
Do you want to?
Yeah. Hal announced about that at our business meeting the other night. Tuesday night, the third Tuesday of every month, is when we have our public meeting. This month, it's on the 21st, I believe.
21st.
And that night, we will be having the school board candidates have all been invited to come in and speak. There's quite a few of them running. Now, in Craven County, this is Craven County School Board candidates. In Craven County, the way it works, we have four seats that are open this time. The other three will be open in the next election cycle.
2 years from now. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. They kind of stagger. And here's a real important thing that if you are in Craven County, you need to remember. During the primary, you can only vote for the candidates in your district. Like if you're in school district 5, you can only vote for the primary candidates in district 5. But in the general election, you can vote for all districts. You can vote for one candidate from each district. So even though you can't vote for a particular person in the primary, you will be able to vote for them in the general election if they make it to the general election. All counties don't operate that way in the state, but Craven is one of the very few that still does it like that. So 7 o'clock, Stanley Hall Ballroom, downtown New Bern. It's free. It's open to the public. You'll be able to meet and greet the candidates there, and you'll be able to ask questions at the end of their presentation. Again, all the candidates were invited to come. And I think he said all but two have accepted.
And I think also the head of the school.
Yes, the chair. Superintendent, Megan Doyle, will be there also. She'll be opening up.
And I would just like to say, if you know, you have the feeling that, oh, it's the school board that has nothing to do with me because I don't have children or grandchildren in the school system, please let me
tell you that these children are growing up to take jobs in your city, in your town, in your state. They are going to become elected officials for something. They're going to run your banks. They're going to run your corporations. They will affect your life and future generations of your family. It does involve you. So please come listen so that you have an educated vote.
Everything that happens locally in the politics arena is something that you should be concerned about. You have a voice and you need to exercise that voice. So I urge you, come on out Tuesday night, January 21st, 7 o'clock, and join us for the school board candidates here in Craven County. Bob, thank you for reminding me of that.
I'm glad we could get that in.
All right, we got 1 minute. Anybody got any last?
Yeah, and it's not a really a good piece of news. But North Carolina right now, the nation's report card or whatever that is, has rated North Carolina public education system 37th out of 50. That would correspond to either C- or a D+. And if you would have went home when you were younger and said to your parents, told your parents, oh, grades came in, I got a D+ in my classes.
Yeah.
What do you think your parents would have said about that?
Right.
Right?
All right.
Not
well,
good.
Once again, we thank you for tuning in to listen to CCTA Wake Up Call. We ask you to please listen to our sponsors' commercials and then go and visit them. Tell them about CCTA and that you heard them on our radio show.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. J. Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are rightwinggranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.
Have you got a topic you'd like to hear discussed on CCTA Wake Up Call? Well, then contact us at cctaxpayers.com or email Hal at cctaxpayers.com. That's Hal, H-A-L, at cctaxpayers.com. We're a conservative talk radio show, but we value your opinion and would love to have you join us. Again, contact Hal at cctaxpayers.com.